We looked over just basic introduction, prayer foundations, very, very basic. And then number three was prayer mapping and just laying out the requests and the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and your interaction with the Lord along the way and recording these things. I think that doing that, making this a journal, is very inspiring and literally a history of interaction and God doing things. Now, number four on that web page that gives you and connected to your workbook would be the how to use this thing. I mean, what do you do with it? I mean, it's a big map. And what I mean by that, it's a big map in the sense that there's a lot of pages to it. And I don't know about you, but I've looked at page five where we have the introduction, the prayer foundations, the prayer mapping, and then here, a step-by-step, page-by-page, that's what the rest of the manual is. And you'll notice on page five in the workbook, growing towards 10 million fears. Now, that's a concept put out there on teaching and radio that I'm doing. It's something I believe God has given the burden to. Now, when I say this, understand that we're in 150 nations every day, just about every day, with, 5 days a week, live broadcast, and then there's probably anywhere from 600,000 up to even close to a million per month downloads of the archives of the radio, archives of even these audios you're listening to all around the world. And our goal is to bring influence to 10 million. And we're going to develop that webpage in a broader way and a way in which you can just list your name and where you're from. But the most important thing that I have is knowing this, the astounding ability for you with the one life you've been given and the incredible opportunities that nothing's impossible to those that believe, just what can happen in your life, in your individual life. I don't have to look at everybody else, although many people believing and believing God in the right way, to advance his cause, to ask and receive, seek and find, knock, door, and doors get open, to experience that now unto him who is who does, you know, exceedingly abundantly beyond what we even ask or imagine, according to his power. I mean, God sends angels, God stretches out his hand, God's operative, even as you're listening. Answers to prayer. In right in front of our faces at times, somebody gets healed instantaneously. Deliverance, you know, in prayer, in a sense, you command a demon to be expelled out of somebody's life, you know, a demonized person's life, and it goes. So you got to know the authority in prayer. You got to know the promise of it, the call of it, the opportunity of it, the necessity of it. And there's many things. And I've encouraged you to read some of Andrew Murray and or E.M. Bounds. Just fuel the flames of your understanding of prayer from individuals who have experienced a lot of answers. That's what I love to see. And that's why I like going through every single prayer and prayer answer in all of Scripture to see the miraculous things done. That's why I'm saying that when we're seeking God and praying, that there's intervention. That even today, again, today, this day, this is the day the Lord has made. This is the day, you know, we can rejoice and be glad. This day his mercies are new. This day God is there. And as we pray, answers can be given. God, intervention into lives, engaging, and even in front of our faces at times. But I want you to know how powerful you are as a singular prayer warrior. When two are, you know, when just two are touched together in agreement on this, you know, how clear it is that the Father hears and answers come. So see the instruction, see the example, see the miraculous in Scripture. Know the Spirit of God, who's the author of Scripture, will then inspire and lead and guide. See, I believe that if we don't pray, we grieve the Spirit of God. We quench the Spirit of God. We quench the fire that's been put into us. You are a temple of the Spirit of God. Now, how to use the workbook? Just like, listen, as I shared also in number three, and I'll share probably, and I've probably done this in other audios, the first time I ever wrote anything down was when I was saved just a few weeks. And I remember writing those three things down, putting it in my Bible, praying that throughout the week, and then realizing that next Wednesday, all three were definitively. I was sitting there with a new job, sitting there with a healed shoulder, sitting there with that third answer, and they were all there. And now you're talking years and decades later in a lot of things. And I just think one thing, in when you and I even think a workbook, having that, knowing that you have a prayer manual with all those requests and all those things you're writing down and all those answers you're writing down, we really then begin to be focused. We come in faith, absolute assurance. God hears us. God answers. Ask and you will receive. Astounding things. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly. So we know these. We should let the Word of God come to us. Preach the Word of God to ourselves. Build yourself up in your most holy faith as you're doing this. But I also think this, that when I sit down with that prayer manual in front of me, and I've got even other things with it in notebook and Bible, and have all that time. I say it's an act of faith. Remember when Jesus healed a man? The guys that went on top of the roof, and they dug open the roof, and they lowered the man, their friend, who's on the mat, couldn't walk, and they lowered him in front of Jesus because there were so many people there. And Jesus saw their faith, and he healed the man. I believe having dedicated, more important than anything else, more important than work, more important than anything else, truly, honestly, why do you think the world, the flesh, and devil fight against this? Because miracles come, God is operative, the hand of God, and as I said, angels of God are sent. We see that in the book of Acts and everywhere, in the context of prayer and answers to prayer. So using the workbook is simply taking your time. And it's all about you becoming faithful in the presence of the Lord. There are times I don't have my manual with me. But I love having it in that dedicated time with my Bible there as I'm coming. You know, I believe it's an acknowledgement of faith. It's saying, God, here am I. Here am I. I'm coming to pray. I'm coming to do this. I'm giving God time. I'm coming because this is important. This is vital. And I really think that when we don't, our faith is weak. What has happened? And you can see it. And this is why I'm saying we must not learn from subnormal deficiencies and the vast neglect of the astounding necessities, possibilities of prayer and the promises and everything else. In our part in that. There's great work of interaction with the Spirit of God, God speaking to you in the context of this. So how do you use this manual? Well, I would say you come before the Lord, you just have it with you, and you're just going to prayer, and you have your Bible, and you sit down before the Lord, and you're laying everything out, and you're beginning to pray. And you're saying, here am I, Lord, preparation. Here am I, Lord, I'm going to stop before I go, but I'm going to be still. I'm going to be still, know that God is God right here. I'm going to acknowledge your presence. In the scripture we have written, Joshua 3:5, sanctify, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great things. 1 Peter 1, prepare your minds for action. There's that whole picture in the first chapter and in chapter 5, the idea of being really, are you there? So I would say in doing this that we're taking time to, I think it's a demonstration of faith. I think it's a demonstration of, hey, God, we're coming for this privileged time that we're going to spend with you. We're going to spend with you quietly. We're going to spend with you. Now, I want to say mine's not always quiet. I love standing up. I march around. I have an upstairs room now. I've always had a different. I used to live in an apartment or a trailer or, another this house or that house. It doesn't matter where. When I used to jog 5 miles in the woods, I did a lot of my praying back there in the woods. But where I go and I lay the things out. I have different things. I have even music so that I can worship. The privilege is you have the ability from your phone or from CDs or whatever to have worship music there. So you plan at the very least a half hour or more. I'm going to say an hour a day. And you're going to see the massive difference in your life, what God will do to you, how you begin to learn to listen to the Spirit of God, become acquainted, because you love God. You want to be there. You know that you need to be there. You know that the world needs, the church needs, the lost need. There's all kinds of things. The enemy's up to his stuff, so we need to be faithful. And I love doing that in the morning, really more than any. And when there's when we're on the field, when we're different places or whatever, we don't get, you know, hotel, and we only get 20 minutes or what. So, but nevertheless, I know the value of it. I do it before I come to this audio to pray for the Spirit of God to give what's needed. It's important. How to use this, man? It's pretty simple. Step by step and page by page. As you're listening to some of the audios, you're listening to, you know, how to go through this. And so you just go through some of these audios. You're listening to some of those. You're going to listen to from page 7, you're going to hear becoming very powerful in prayer. Number 2, very powerful in witness. Number 3, becoming very fierce in that, in warfare prayer. And joining millions. Now, we can already say this. Millions are already praying around the world. There's places in Korea and there's mountainsides and places where massive dedication, where pastors have led their churches to be going up there and by the tens and then by the hundreds and then by the thousands. That's what's awesome about having tens and hundreds and thousands praying 7 days a week. Any church, even if you're 100 members, you can sign people up 7 days a week. You got a prayer, you know, a prayer list, a prayer mat for the whole church. And you're wanting individuals in the church to pray for all these things, all those things that need to be prayed for. And every single day, you know, they're being covered. Every single day, you know, as a pastor, as leaders, as a church, you know they're being prayed for. You know the city is being prayed for, the lost. You know that churches are being prayed for. You know that revival is needed and revival is being prayed for. You know that people are praying every day for God's power to be poured out. You know that every day people are praying against the enemy. For God to bring destruction to the work of the enemy, to praying against the drugs and against the abortion and against human trafficking and the rest of it. And so that's something we're teaching the church. That's teaching it biblically. That's teaching it to be faithful in prayer, devoted to prayer, unceasing in prayer. And then you and I daily, when we have our prayer maps, I've got family. I've got things in throughout this entire prayer map that I have, personal things. That's why there's so much room to keep writing new things and more materials down. But you just simply do it step by step. You know, when I go upstairs to that top floor, downstairs to a bottom floor where I take the time to do this, or if I'm in the radio room and I only have 15, 20 minutes to do something, some prayer time, to have this laid out and to, again, more than anything, acknowledging the living presence of God. You're coming before the throne of grace, Hebrews 4. And you're in his presence, and the spirit of prayer and supplication is in you, on you, ready to guide you, ready to lead you, to remind you of any scripture, to fuel your prayers. So when you all of a sudden prepare, preparation, you get before the Lord. You get everything else. Turn the phone off. Turn that whole phone off. Shut down things around you. Because you've now come to what's more important than all the rest. Because miracles can happen. And a singular answer is a miracle, is an intervention, is a work of God. And so you're praying, and again, I say start in the morning. You'll hear me why later, but because you got the whole day ahead of you. Praying over your kids, praying over your family, praying over, you know, all the extended family, praying over the events, your job, whatever else is going to be happening, who you're going to meet, the lost. So you're praying in advance over all the rest of the day, step by step by step. You're preparing before the Lord a few moments. You're beginning to worship Jesus and just praising him and loving him and listening to him. And then you move into praying for souls and praying for people to be saved. And you write those names down. Then you're praying for the church and leadership. And then you're praying for God's power and God's might and God and revival. And then you're praying for laborers. And then page by page, request by request, you're praying with the idea, and this is why we pray, to get an answer. Ask that you receive, seek that you find, knock, and a door be opened. That's the astounding thing about prayer. It's about the answer. So just take this manual, go step by step, and a month later, you're going to see how valuable I think it is. I think you're going to see, have you extended just how to become faithful and knowing the need and having the joy of the Lord. I mean, when you actually meet with the Lord and the Spirit of God is there and there's interaction, there's worship, and there's praying, and God guides and God gives you scripture, and you're reminded. Sometimes I'm just reminded of the answers that occur that builds my faith, and you just keep pouring in faith-filled prayers. faith-filled prayers. And I'm going to, let me give you a little homework, and I'll mention this later, but just take a look at 1 John 5. What it talks about there about the confidence before coming, you know, this is the confidence, the assurance we have in approaching God. Take a look at that. And I'll see you in the next one. God bless.